What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Pow Hound Friday, July 31st, 2020. Get to end of the week. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's been a heck of a week, and I don't know about you, but I'm really kind of tired here. So let's get right on into it. This being Friday, of course, we have the lovely Lady Claire. Will be joining us in hour number two. So I'm going to do the news for about half an hour here. Then we'll open the phone lines. Then the Lady Claire will join us for the second hour. And we'll open the phone lines in the bottom half of that hour as well. So let's get right on into it. A lot of stuff going on. Apparently up in Portland, the Democrats have surrendered and agreed to the government terms to stop riots. Now, somebody commented the other day, if this was a peaceful protest, why did they have to negotiate for a surrender, for a ceasefire? So, anyway, now a local TV station tested out the voting by mail, and it didn't go very well. Apparently, a lot of the ballots got lost in the post office system. This was CBS News decided to test it. They sent 100 mock ballots simulating 100 voters in locations all across Philadelphia to a post office box. After some delays, 97 arrived. In a close election, 3% could be pivotal, especially in what's expected to be a record year for mail-in voting. So people are looking at this mail-in voting. They're not too happy about it. It's not well thought out. It's wide open to fraud. Trump is right about that. It's wide open to fraud here. Now, Trump is out there attacking mail-in voting, saying we must know the results the same night. Now, this is kind of a very, very weak argument because there was never any requirement that the results of a national election be known that very night. Certainly when this country was started, it could be weeks before people found out the results of the presidential election. Even as late as Dewey beats Truman, it wasn't until the morning after that everybody had the results of the election. So it's nice to have it the same night for the election junkies, but it's not mandated. I would trade speed for accuracy. I don't know about you, but I would trade speed for accuracy on this one. Anyway, Donald Trump has once again taken aim at the notion of having all voters cast mail-in ballots in the 2020 presidential election, suggesting that via that route, the outcome may not be known until even years later. Now, he's talking about, you know, what's going to happen if people say, you know, my vote got lost, it came back to me in the mail. You know, we had so many people who said they were mailing their ballots and we got way too many in or not enough came in. It is wide open to fraud. You know, nobody has to show an ID. Nobody even has to sign anything. It's just take the ballot, check off the boxes, mail it in. And anybody can do that on behalf of anybody else. There's no identification trail whatsoever. So no wonder the Democrats are in love with this. Okay. Apparently, local cops up in Portland have taken over guarding the courthouse from federal agents sent in by Trump ahead of their withdrawal as hundreds of demonstrators gather for a 64th night. I hope it stays peaceful. I don't know. There are too many people who want this to keep going to violence. And a good example comes from Seattle, where Mayor Jenny Durkan and Police Chief Carmen Best had to hold a press conference Wednesday to announce an investigation launched into the riots which took place over the weekend. One aspect of the weekend's events the police chief discussed was a van that was seen following a group of violent rioters, and apparently the van was loaded with weapons and armor. So who's paying for all this stuff? You know, who's paying to rent the van? Who's paying to make these weapons? This is all homemade weapons and armor. And don't forget the trick. They're talking about commercial-grade fireworks. How the heck are they getting their hands on commercial-grade fireworks? It's hard enough getting your hands on consumer-grade fireworks. But they're getting commercial-grade fireworks and, you know, adding nails in there to turn them into basically hand grenades. So there's an interesting little article that came out from shtfplan.com, and they're absolutely right here. Americans seem to be flipping out all over the country for little or no reason. Micro golf, bagels, people are becoming violently angry over very trivial things, and you never know when someone might erupt. One moment you could be talking to a seemingly mild-mannered middle-aged woman, and the next moment you're dealing with a raging Karen. And we're not singling out women in particular, because we're seeing the violent riots, being carried out by men. But Americans of all ages and backgrounds are suddenly going nuts. And what we're experiencing so far is just the beginning. Now, maybe it's the stress of the COVID shut-ins. People are getting cabin fever, which is a very, very real problem. If you're shut up for too long, furniture starts talking to you. Have you ever been to Disney? They had the Country Bear Jamboree, and they've got these stuffed heads up on the wall of the set that sing and talk with the people. That's actually a reference to cabin fever. The Alaskan gold miners and hunters who would have to winter in their entire cabin and just stay in the cabin all winter long, and after a while, they'd start going crazy from the solitary confinement, as it were. And it's not like they couldn't walk outside for a minute or two, but that really didn't help. Maybe that's what's going on here, where people have just been crammed into their homes and kept in their homes for so long, even with TV and radio and FaceTime and internet, they're starting to go just a little bit wacko. Now, a while back, Trader Joe announced they were going to start dumping some of their trade name for products like Trader Ming's, Trader Jose, and Arabian Joe products. And this was in response to a petition saying, these are racist names. Now, I've never heard anybody complain about Ming of Mongo, coming from Asia or anything like that. Well, Ming came from Mongo, but anybody coming from Asia complaining about it. Trader Joe has announced it's changed its mind. It is going to keep Trader Ming's, Trader Jose, and Arabian Joe products because customers understand the names are tongue-in-cheek. It's just all in good fun, and nobody's trying to hurt anybody or be racist in any kind of a way. We have to recapture our sense of humor, our willingness, to just have a little bit of fun. And it's not meant to hurt anybody. It's just meant to lighten things up a little bit, which we certainly need to do around here. If you look at that earlier story about people going nuts and flipping out, they don't have a release. For all the stress and tension that's being put all over us, we don't have a release for it. We can't go outside and play handball. We can't go out and, play sports with our friends and neighbors to try and get some of that stress out. It's just building and building and building and building. And that's why we're seeing alcohol consumption go up. We're seeing pill consumption go up. There's only so much the human body can take before it starts showing, fraying around the edges as you were. Okay, let's talk about COVID-19. That's still out there. And apparently another video has emerged. This time, Dr. Lisa Koch, K-O-C-H-E-M-D, is speaking out about the coronavirus, mass censorship, and the true benefits of hydroxychloroquine. And so doctors are starting to really speak out and say, look, there is a real cure out here. We know Big Pharma doesn't want a cheap, unpatentable cure. They want a very costly, patentable treatment that you do over and over and over again every month for the rest of your life, because that's how they maximize their profitability. And that's what this big fight over hydroxychloroquine is all about. It's all about money. It's not about your health. It's not about curing the disease versus treating the disease. It's all about maximizing profits. Now, one of the problems we've had with COVID-19 all along is a lack of reliable information. Everybody's got a different point of view. And the latest embarrassment here is that over in Great Britain, they had this do-it-yourself nasal swab kit. And apparently, it has a high failure rate. This was rolled out in Matt Hancock's testing drive. And apparently, tens of thousands of Brits were wrongly told they were free of the virus because of this do-it-yourself a kit, which fails to detect the disease. Now, the Russian flag carrier Aeroflot will demand foreign visitors provide negative COVID-19 tests before flying to Russia. They're not going to wait for you to actually get there. When you are getting ready to board the flight, wherever in the world that you are picking the flight up, you have to have a doctor's certificate that you're free of the disease. You have to fill out a bunch of paperwork, and the test has to be performed within 72 hours of departure. Okay. Given the demand of tests, that could be a little bit tricky. So you're going to have to book everything ahead, not just the flight reservation, but the COVID-19 test. Now, flights to and from Russia are set to resume on Saturday. The first routes to open connect with Britain, Turkey, and Tanzania. So we'll see what happens with that one here. Let's see. Foreign citizens planning to fly into Russia, including transit passengers, are required to provide a negative COVID-19 PCR test result in order to check in and board the flight. Passengers must be tested within 72 hours of the flight departure. They'll also be required to complete a special form during the flight here. Now, Dr. Fauci keeps moving the goalposts here, and now he's saying the face masks aren't good enough, which a lot of people have been saying they're not really good enough anyway. So now he's out there saying you've got to wear eye goggles and a face shield. So you've got the mask, you've got the goggles over the eyes, and then you've got the complete plastic face shield, you know, down to protect yourself. That's a lot of money multiplied by the number of citizens. That's going to make a lot of people who own stock in the face shield and eye goggle companies very, very happy indeed. You realize that we have shut down a $22 trillion economy because of a virus with a 0.1% death rate. Doesn't really seem to make a lot of sense here. All right, let's talk about Ghislaine Maxwell. Some of her documents are being unsealed. There are allegations against Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, and all kinds of others. Apparently, Bill Clinton stayed at Jeffrey Epstein's villa on Orgy Island. He was witnessed in the company of two very young girls. And somebody said, "What is he doing here?" And Epstein apparently laughed and said, "Well, Bill owes me a favor." Now, how he repays the favor by being on the island, we don't know. Maybe sucking him in deeper to the blackmail. All right, Biden is out there trying to make it look like he's running for president of the United States of America. And apparently he had this live stream event marred by technical issues where the audio was just completely dead. But apparently only 247 people were watching when Biden attempted to read a teleprompter in his basement. Here is a funny article. Well, it's not really funny, ha-ha, it's funny, weird. From Zero Hedge talking, has "Settle for Biden" become the official Democratic campaign slogan for 2020? And it seems that there really is a campaign. It's not a joke. It's settleforbiden.org. And apparently it is a campaign that says, yeah, we understand our candidate sucks, but he's still better than Trump. We'll see how well that works. Okay. Just looking at something that came in here. Okay, the appeals court has granted Judge Sullivan's request for a rehearing in the Flynn mandamus case and vacates the order dismissing the charges. I don't know why Sullivan continues to fight this thing out. It's just making himself look bad, but he's obviously been given his orders that they have to get Flynn on something, or it's going to be very obvious the whole thing was just a railroad job to begin with. So in this case, the full appeals court is going to be ruling on this, and they're basically going to go back. They're going to rehear the case. This, I think, gives Flynn a chance to go on in and replea the case, and this time he's going to say not guilty. Because the only thing Sullivan had, the only thing that Sullivan wanted to move forward to sentence him on, was that Flynn had pled guilty originally. So if they're going to rehear the case and Flynn pleads not guilty, they're going to have to make the case he did something wrong, and they can't do it, or they would have done it by now. So Sullivan is flogging a dead horse to the point where it almost doesn't look like a horse anymore. All right, let's talk about the international news here. The other day we were talking about how Iran had practiced attacking a United States Nimitz type carrier to be followed by missile launches from silos, and it looks like Iran is preparing to counter a possible U.S. attack or aggression against Iran. Now, Iran is the leading Middle East proponent of peace, stability, and cooperative relations. It hasn't attacked another nation in centuries, threatening none now except in retaliation against aggression by a foreign power if it occurs, which is the right of all countries. You attack my country, I have a right to fight back. It's even in the UN's charter, Article 51. Nothing in the present charter shall impair the inherent right of individuals or collective self-defense if an armed attack occurs against a member of the United Nations until the Security Council has taken measures necessary to maintain international peace and security. If the United States aggresses against Iran, Iran has every right under international law to fight back any way that they can. Now, since the establishment of the Islamic Republic in 1979 ended a generation of U.S.-installed fascism, Republicans and Democrats have been at war and around by other means because our government carries a grudge. I mean, look at Cuba. How long ago Castro kicked out the U.S. puppet Batista, and still the embargo was there, and still they're trying to undermine Cuba. In a lot of ways, our foreign policy branch behaves like a spoiled child. I want what I want. You won't give it to me. We're enemies for life. Plus 50. Now, the U.S. Navy came out with a meme responding to that mock-up of a Nimitz carrier, saying that Iran is experts at building ships to be targets. And by so doing, I think, betray a certain degree of insecurity on their part. The fact of the matter is that in the age of advanced anti-ship missiles, carriers are targets. They can't maneuver that quick. If you can get past those fleet auxiliaries, which are basically aluminum above the waterline, they're as fragile as a Christmas tree ornament. I remember when the Iraq War was first cranking up, there was this big stink where the Joint Chiefs called in a Navy admiral and said, you know, what is the lifespan of our carrier battle groups if we go to war? And the admiral said, about 3 weeks, maybe. Maybe a little longer if you keep them in port. They're outdated. It's just like World War II, when the Navy went into World War II convinced that the battleship was the mainstay of winning war at sea, only to find out that the carriers had basically usurped that title. And it's going to be this way with the smart weapons. They're going to go in fighting with the aircraft carrier, thinking that's the premier projector of power, and I think they're going to find themselves somewhat embarrassed by that. Anyway, the U.S. is expanding sanctions against Iran to target their nuclear, military, and ballistic missile programs. This is coming from Pompeo. And the sanctions are reimposed back in 2018 after Trump announced a unilateral withdrawal from the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, also known as the Iran Nuclear Deal or the P5+1, and reminding the rest of the world that any agreements you make with the United States of America probably are not worth the paper they're written on. Anyway, yesterday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Trump administration would expand its metal sanction against Iran to cover 22 additional materials used in various Iranian programs. Okay, Pompeo said today the State Department is identifying 22 specific materials used in connection with Iran's nuclear, military, or ballistic missile programs. Those who knowingly transfer such materials to Iran are now sanctionable pursuant to Section 1245 of the Uranium Freedom and Counterproliferation Act. Now, something you need to keep in mind. First of all, Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. Nobody has found any evidence to support that at all. Iran, under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which they have signed and ratified, has the right to peaceful uses of nuclear technology. Now, the United States is also a signer and ratifier of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which obligates it to assist Iran in its pursuit of peaceful uses of nuclear technology. So in refusing to do so and using sanctions and other coercive means to try and force Iran to surrender their rights under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, it is the United States that is in violation of international law, not Iran. Of course, by this time, looking at how the United States has treated Iran, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Libya, Yemen, ad infinitum, we know who the bad guy is as we rush toward the Third World War. We're the bad guys. 50 years from now, the world will look on the Stars and Stripes with the same revulsion and shock that our generation looked on the swastika. I really believe that's what the future is going to hold, that we're going to be seen as the bad guy. We're going to out-Nazi the Nazis. What a shame. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And welcome back to our show here, and a reminder that Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com are in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. Actually, we're trying to basically overhaul our equipment, which is wearing out, and it does have to be replaced. We can only keep it alive for so long. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you, and I thank you. All right, before we get back into the news here, over the commercial break, I was taking a look at my email, and I just got my second, in the space of a couple of hours, phishing attack based on Amazon. And the first one said that my Amazon account was being canceled because somebody, there was suspected fraudulent activity. You know, click here to reactivate. And, of course, that link goes to anywhere but Amazon. And this other one here is saying that my debit card is being hit for $300 for Amazon Prime Premium subscription, which we've never signed up for, I might add. And, of course, there's a link there to, you know, go ahead and cancel here or call this phone number to cancel. So be very, very careful. Somebody is using Amazon for a bunch of phishing attacks right now. And you know, it's like the wild, wild west out there. And I'm not talking about people who are asking questions about hydroxychloroquine. I'm talking about outright criminal behavior and a government that is absolutely powerless or unwilling to do anything about it. All right, we're going to go ahead. We're closing up to the bottom of the hour. We're going to open up the phone lines now, and we're going to start with Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. Just real quick on the mail-in voting. We've been doing it in Washington for about 6 years now. We had our own we had a voting scandal. If you look up Dino Rossi versus Greg Wire. Basically, Dino won the vote. They had to recount, and he actually won, but the courts gave it to the Democrat anyway.
So,
last election, we were all whining about the Diebold computer voting machines. Remember that? Oh, there's no paper trail. You know, George Soros or some Canadian company programs the voting machine. So I don't like computer voting. I like the good thing about mail-in voting is there is a paper trail. So, you know, I'm kind of with you.
Yeah, but
ideally,
that paper trail doesn't go back to the individual. Or maybe it does in Washington State, but the way it's being proposed now is there's no identification. I mean, you can write any name that you want on that mail-in ballot, and there's no way to verify that that's who the person really is.
In Washington, if you're a registered voter, you get it in the mail. You get the ballot and a little booklet. And it's kind of nice because you get like a month to read through the voter booklet. You can vote. You just send it in the secure envelope and send it back. So I don't know how they track that with a Social Security number or however they track, you know, registration to vote.
Well, I mean, the last time you used the I mean, have you used the vote by mail system?
Yeah, I have for the past 3-4 years.
Okay, and did you use your Social Security number?
I don't remember that part. I get a registered. I'm registered to vote, so I think you have to show when you register, and then you get the. It's like a pre-printed envelope for you as a registered voter at your address.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, let's say hypothetically, Dan, if I print up an envelope and I print up a ballot and I fill it out for Joe Biden and I say, I'm Dan from Washington State, how do they know I'm lying?
Well, that could happen, but if you got two, if I voted and I would say, where's my ballot and raise problems with that. So it's pretty secure. I mean, it's just, you know, when we all used to go down to the fire station, we used to do the same thing. You fill out a bubble sheet. It's basically, you know, a bubble sheet. It's the same thing, but we had problems even going to the fire station. Like if you look at that election, I mean, oh, the ballots from this station were lost.
I know. Election fraud is part of our history, unfortunately, but that doesn't mean we should be accepting of it now. Our election system is an absolute joke. And if you go to whatreallyhappened.com, in the upper left, right under my hideously outdated photograph, there's an article there, How to Have Honest Elections. And I suggest you take a look at that, because ever since I put that up there, I've gotten emails from other countries saying, this is close to the system that we use, and it tends to be pretty accurate and honest. It's not perfect, but it's a lot closer than what we've
got.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll check that out. And I mean, I think, you know, unless you go biometrically, and have like computer biometric, like
you don't need any of that stuff.
When somebody shows up to vote,
they show their ID, okay? Because all of that process of verifying the ID has already been done. It's like the TSA star on the driver's license. We're going to take a break for commercial. Thank you for the call, Dan. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. And since Dan brought the subject up, I want to talk about our election system right now. There is nothing wrong with having to show your ID to vote. You have to show your ID to get cigarettes. You have to show your ID to get alcohol. You have to show your ID if the police ask to see it when you've been pulled over for a traffic infraction. That ID is there so that everybody knows who you are. Now, when I went to get my Indiana State driver's license, I had to show my passport, my birth certificate, a prior driver's license, all kinds of things to document I am who I say I am. And my driver's license is marked with all the little icons that say it's okay for TSA to put me on an airplane, that I'm not a terrorist. I'm annoying, obnoxious, and irritating, but I'm not a terrorist. So that's an adequate ID, because you can't fake those in huge numbers without incurring a large amount of cost. And that's really the idea. Yes, you can fake one ID to steal one vote, but can you imagine having to go through that with all the codes and everything that are on the existing? So keep it simple. The more complex you make it, I mean, Dan was talking about biometrics and all the rest of it. The more complicated you make the election system, the easier it is to cheat it. Now, for those of you who have not seen it, there's a documentary HBO put out called Hacking Democracy. I hope they put it out again, or if it's out there available on HBO On Demand. You've got to watch this thing, because our elections are a joke. This is the one time that we the people get to exercise a modicum of influence and control over the government. And if you can't be bothered to get out there and get to the polling place, you know, then too bad for you. Don't complain about how bad things are in this country if you don't get out there and vote. That's our last bastion of peacefully changing the country to suit we the people, as opposed to the oligarchs. Now, we know cheating is reality out there. You have to use your vote in your name, or somebody's going to use your name to vote against what you would want. This is very, very important that you do it. And don't listen to all the polls that say Biden is going to win, so you Trump voters ought to stay at home, because that's one of the oldest dirty tricks that they play. Oh, we got to discourage the Trump voters. We got to make them stay at home. Oh, you're going to get COVID-19 if you go to the polling place. Be afraid, be afraid, be afraid. Stay home, don't vote. God, the Democrats are desperate this year. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Joseph in North Carolina. Hello, Joseph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just wanting to call up and talk about Bill Gates. Because I don't know if a lot of people know this, but he has heavy ties to this whole coronavirus thing. I mean, he's a major funder for the World Health Organization. I mean, he had a part in the inception of Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance. And, you know, in the past 10 years since he's talked about his decade of vaccines, his wealth has gone from about $50 billion to over $100 billion and still rising, because he has a lot of his nonprofit and stuff has a lot tied into the vaccine manufacturers, which are heavily pushing vaccines right now. Anyways, I was wanting to call and say that, you know, August 3rd, we're having an international Exposed Bill Gates Day, and I was encouraging everybody to take part of that. You know, go to your local store, maybe make some flyers, you know, hand out information on Bill Gates, maybe go on Facebook or whatever and kind of talk about him, put some good videos up. I know James Corbett has some great documentaries on Bill Gates right now. And the reason I think this is so important is because he does have such heavy ties to everything that's going on. And if we can expose him, I believe we can wake up a lot of people to what's going on. And, you know, this whole coronavirus thing really ties into the international banking elite and all their little puppets. And if you can expose the coronavirus thing, you can expose you can really show these people's hands. And we can wake up a lot of people. So, again, I encourage everybody, August 3rd, it's the International Exposed Bill Gates Day. You know, wherever you can do it, expose him. All right, Mike, well, thanks for letting me on. I hope you have a great day.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot here. And I find myself more thinking along the lines suggested by Peter in Los Angeles, that this maintaining the fear of coronavirus is a ploy by the Democrats to get people to stay at home and vote by mail, so that their ballots can be intercepted and altered on the way to the counting places. Because, I mean, that does happen. Dan in Washington was saying boxes of ballots disappear. There was a book called Vote Scam by the Collier Brothers. And I think the first six chapters are available online to read for free if you want to. But yeah, election fraud is a reality in this country. And that doesn't mean we should sit quietly and accept it now, especially when it's this obvious and open that that's what's going on here. Anyway, we're going to go to another call. This one is David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. I happened to read the Collier Brothers book, The Stealing of America, down in Brevard County. The one time I went down to Florida with the old man, and I had that book, and I read it in Brevard County. So it was just a coincidence or a God incidence. I don't know whether it was odd or whether it was God. But anyways, the reason I called is I want to just say in no uncertain, unambiguous terms that I renounce and I reject and I condemn Dr. Fauci Chi and his Fu Man Flu. I don't need Dr. Fauci Chi to back assassinate me to fulfill his Georgia Guidestones agenda to vac assassinate us. I want Dr. Fauci Chi to take his Fu Man Flu along with the gates of hell and go back to hell. You go to hell, Fauci Chi.
you communist Chinese agent. Like Heckenlieb says, he's the one that put the world on fire, and now he's trying to be the fire chief. I condemn you, Fauci Chi, you filthy communist white trash traitor. That's all
Michael. Yeah, don't sugarcoat it like that. Tell us how you really feel.
Okay. Yeah. He's not gonna vac assassinate me. I know about their Georgia Guidestone agenda. Boy, oh boy, you know, it's like we have a new stealth president that the communist Chinese has stealthily, he's eclipsed President Trump. Trump is way down here and Fauci Chi is way up here. We got like a new Chinese Mandarin president. That's sickening, Michael. I'm sick of that SOB.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know. How long are we going to put up with these damn race traitors? Another one. If I can continue my rant, another one I'm sick of, Michael. If you can bear with me, and I just got done listening to him earlier today, is I call him Rahm Emanuel's poster child. You know who I call Rahm Emanuel's poster child? That's
no.
Alex Jones. Alex Jones, he's the biggest fraud. He is the big, anybody that keeps following him is a damn fool. He's a Judas goat. He's a race traitor. And I'll just close with this, Michael. That SOB Alex Jones is always talking about the globalists, but he'll never breathe one word about the real threat, which is the Kabbalists, not the globalists, the Judeo anti-Christian Kabbalists. Last year we were saying he had the new world order on the we're on the march and the new world order's on the run and everything. Hey, he's Rahm Emanuel's poster child. He never had a crisis that he didn't take advantage of. You know, make the most of every crisis that comes along. He's Rahm Emanuel's poster. Never let a good crisis go to waste. And Texans are not real. Texans are not fooled by that fast talking son of a bitch. He could talk his way across Texas without tripping over his tongue even once. He's the fastest talker in Texas. That's because the reason he's the fastest talker is he's the biggest con man, the biggest charlatan. That's why he's the fastest talker in Texas. Okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay, thanks for letting me vent, Michael, because
all right,
you know,
well,
I can tell.
That was a healthy vent. No question about that
okay.
one. Okay, thanks for the phone call. We're going to let you go. David, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, Syrian military forces have discovered a large number of human body organs preserved in chloroform and intended for trafficking while conducting cleanup operations in the country's northwestern province of Idlib. So it's getting really nasty out there. Well, you know, wars take a lot of money. That's why you'll find so many of these organizations involved in organ trafficking and drugs and, you know, the sex trade. Anything that generates large amounts of money quickly is useful for war. Anyway, a local source requesting anonymity told Syria's official news agency Sana'a that a doctor affiliated to foreign-sponsored Takfiri militants had transformed a house in the village of Al-Ghadfa into a medical laboratory where many packages of human organs, including eyes, hearts, lungs, livers, and kidneys, were being kept in chloroform solution. I didn't realize chloroform was that effective a preservative, but I guess it must be so. Anyway, the report added that the packages were marked with male and female names, while there were records inside the house containing the names of people with descriptions of their general health conditions. We're going to go back to the phones to Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to urge all the listeners to check out Ron Paul's Liberty Report. He and Daniel McAdams have had some really good presentations on this whole virus. And there was an excellent interview with Del Bigtree, in fact, who was kicked off of YouTube yesterday or the day before you had advised, with Michelle Malkin. Live interview that was on Michelle Malkin's YouTube channel. So I urge the listeners to check those channels out. Mike, I wanted to ask you, especially in light of what I heard from Del Bigtree, and I've heard this before about the attempts to manufacture a coronavirus vaccine. Would you take the vaccine? I don't know if you ever said this on the air.
No.
You wouldn't? Okay, because our family doctor, we asked our family doctor, and he said he wouldn't take it for at least a year after it came out, after it was given to the first people. He would want to wait and see if there are any, you know, serious adverse effects, at least a year or 2 years.
Well, I'm still remembering what happened back in 1976 with the swine flu vaccine.
Absolutely.
Campaign.
Yeah, I saw that report on 60 Minutes. Yeah, it's all over YouTube.
Yeah.
Outrageous. I mean, more people actually died from the vaccine than died from that swine flu in 76.
50 times as many.
Right. And I think you mentioned the swine flu vaccine that was given, I think, in 2009 or 10?
Yeah.
Had the same result.
No. In 2009, there was a problem with Guillain-Barré syndrome. And basically, the Tamiflu that they put out there and made a lot of money on turned out to be about as effective as acetaminophen.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mike, last thing. Yesterday, I actually mentioned that Stalin was a globalist. He wasn't, as Mark has been saying, he wasn't a globalist, but he was still a monster. But I hope Mark did call. I just checked in now. I hope he called. I wanted to find out what his YouTube channel was. And I hope you had heard from Mike from Brazil. I don't know if you had heard from him yet.
Yeah, Mike from Brazil actually called in at the end of yesterday's show, but we were not able to get him on the air because we ran out of time, and I'm hoping he's going to call in again today.
Okay, that's great. Okay, Mike, you guys have a great weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Same to you here. Now, the Palestinian resistance movement, Hamas, has warned Israel of the consequences of its further encroachment on the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Hamas made the remarks in an official statement yesterday that marks Arafah Day, a major occasion on the Islamic calendar. It called on Palestinians to rally en masse towards the Al-Aqsa Mosque. You know, I keep thinking back to that Ridley Scott movie, The Kingdom of Heaven, and where Balian is telling Salahuddin, you know, if you try and take the city by force, you know, I'll just burn it all down. And Saladin says, I'm wondering if that might not be the best thing for it. I'm paraphrasing loosely. But yeah, I mean, it's just this one place. It just drives men mad. And it's some of the most blood-soaked, most conquered ground anywhere on Earth. Okay, so getting on back here. Apparently, American pilots are still causing concern over the Black Sea. A Russian jet intercepts U.S. spy planes for the fourth time in 9 days. And it appears, though, the U.S. Air Force finds Russia's Black Sea particularly inviting. The Russian military has intercepted American jets on a long-haul trip for the fourth time in just over 1 week. Now, the Air Force seemingly could not decide who should be next to enjoy the scenic splendor of the Black Sea shoreline around 8,000 kilometers from home, where temperatures have hit the 90 degrees Fahrenheit this week, choosing to send two of its surveillance planes at the same time on Thursday to watch over the area. Could it be that American Top Guns are so determined to showcase the delights of the region that they are now insisting on bringing buddies along? However, the sightseeing plans were scuppered when the jets were promptly intercepted by a Russian Sukhoi 27 fighter jet, which was scrambled to escort the aerial targets approaching the nation's border. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Mark in North Carolina. Mark, hello. Welcome to the show. And what is the name of your YouTube channel? Mark, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay,
yes,
good.
You're on the air.
I know. I just heard what the guy was saying. It's Mark, M-A-R-K, my name. My last name is S-C-H-E-E-R. That's S-C-H, two E's and an R, Sheer. And when you just search it on YouTube, and you'll see a picture of my ugly mug on there with a little circle on it, you know, and that's it. You're there. I got about 125.
All right, well, excellent. We'll have to have everybody look at that. So it's Mark Sheer, S-C-H-E-E-R, on YouTube. And what else is on your mind today?
Basically, about the masks again. You know, I just hadn't had to go to the store, and, you know, and everybody's got it on. You got big signs in front there and all that. So what I'm doing is I'm going to I talk to various employees and stuff. I says, you know what? This isn't doing you any good. I have to wear this nonsense for 10 minutes or so. I mean, it's bad enough. But you guys got to wear this stuff for 8 hours, maybe more. You know, you're just hurting yourself. People got to get together and say, no, we're not going to do this. This is just I call it the Bill Gates muzzle. So, you know, people got to realize, man, this is, they're not doing us any good. They want to hurt us. And, again, I say, Dustin, if you're going to call, go ahead, man. Bring it on, buddy. Okay? Because you're wrong, all right, what you think about this.
Okay,
man.
Well, Mark, I got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
Welcome back to our show here, and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said the tide is turning in United States dealings with China, claiming that there is international support for American policies against Beijing. Well, I'm seeing a little of that from Great Britain and Australia, but not much else. And, you know, 5 million people saying the earth is flat does not make the earth flat. And so all the international partners of the United States saying China bad doesn't make China bad, really what it comes down to. So Pompeo is still out there trying to sell this idea, you know, we can go after China because the rest of the world believes in us and they want us to go and take care of China. Okay, Mike, here's your rifle. Here's your Day-Glow jumpsuit. Here's your parachute. Go have fun. We'll call Beijing and tell them you're on your way to whip their butts all by yourself. Anyway, Pompeo did admit yesterday he was disappointed at the number of countries supporting China's new security law for Hong Kong. The top U.S. diplomat made the remarks while testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. We see the Chinese Communist Party for what it is, the central threat of our time. No, no. Right now, the central threat to the entire world right now is the United States and its foreign policy. Pompeo is dreaming, absolutely dreaming here. Okay. Chinese bombers take to the skies above the South China Sea for high-intensity training. Everybody's getting ready for the shooting to start. The spike in tensions in the strategic waterway comes amid a broader multi-front rift in China-U.S. ties on issues ranging from Hong Kong and Taiwan to trade, technology transfer, and ideological questions. Xi'an H-6G and Xi'an H-6J strategic bombers have staged drills in the South China Sea, with the exercises including nighttime operations, long-range sorties, and simulated attack on sea targets, according to China's defense ministry. The drills described by defense minister spokesman Colonel Ren, I'm probably going to butcher this, Guogang, as high-intensity training were characterized as routine operations aimed at improving naval aviation's combat readiness. It's very angering and frustrating to sit here and just watch the world move toward a new world war and not be able to do anything about it. It's very angering and very frustrating. Because to judge by the first two world wars, all the wrong people die in these things. Anyway, turning to the economic news, millions are going to lose their $600 a week unemployment boost within hours. It ends basically tonight. And apparently, the White House and the Democrats failed to find a deal to keep it alive. And Congress has gone on recess for several weeks. So, again, more people are going to be hurt because the politicians can't put down their differences and say, we've got to help these people. They pay the taxes. They vote for us. We got to do something to protect our phony baloney jobs. No. We've got to stand firm and stand against Trump. And what nonsense. What complete and utter nonsense. I'm beginning to think, you know, royalty isn't such a bad idea. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
Know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.